So, what does that give us now? Well, I would like to argue that previously, in our standard online communication and collaboration, we have been limited largely to the idea of discussion boards, to the use of these synchronous kind of chat rooms and areas, and to the collaborative tools that come with various documents, which might allow you to say collaboratively edit at the same time or asynchronously. Now, as you can see in my then part of the diagram where I describe these, I've put the user as separate from these. I've put the user as different to them, but because that's what the user is. The user, the person online, is interacting with this centralized environment, with this designed environment, and very much so with this tree-like environment. It has to be tree-like because we really can't design anything else. They're working within the parameters of a discussion board, they're working within the parameters of a specific software, and they're very much working with the parameters of the room. However, once we move over to what we've got in the potential with web blogs and aggregation, we can first have a look at the aggregator and look at it as a centered communication tool because it is centered very much on the user. They decide exactly what is going to come into their aggregator. And it's also very much able, in that extent, to be subverted. People can choose how they view things through headlines, through full summaries, through details. They can choose to read them individually. They can choose to read them in groups. They can choose to post them on a public website. They can choose to have them forwarded to their email. It's to an extent a very subvertible tool that people have a lot more power over than, say, visiting a discussion board to see what's been posted on them. And very significantly, it's owned by the user. Then we get to the idea of the blog, and this truly is the ultimate subvertible tool, as I went through with Blogger. It's centered on that user, and its entire presence and operation is designed for subversive use. People are able to use it in ways, multiple ways, in multiple different facets. People can use it as e-portfolios, as personal journals, as content management systems. People are able to use it to have conversations, to make statements, to publish articles. There's a whole realm of different possible uses which go over different areas and overlap and create that semi-latticed organic environment. And of course, this is entirely owned by the user over time and centered upon them. Rather than going to the discussion board, they post it on their blog. And then people come and discuss it with them. Or alternatively, they might go and comment on someone else's blog. But their online personal presence is established through their blog. And by being able to establish that individual presence centered upon themselves, they're able to then form these semi-latticed, complex, organic communication relationships.